April 26, 1921, the war which the divine will wage on the creatures. I continue in my painful state. My sweet Jesus came for just a little, and drawing me strongly to himself, told me, "My daughter, I repeat it to you, do not look at the earth. Let them do what they want. They want to make war, so be it. When they get tired, I too will make my war." Their tiredness and evil, their disenchantments, the disillusions, the losses suffered, will dispose them to receive my war. My war will be war of love. My will descend from heaven into their midst. All of your acts and those of others done in my volition will wage war on the creatures, but not a war of blood. They will wage war with weapons of love, giving them gifts, graces and peace. They will give such surprising things as to astonish the ungrateful man. This will of mine, militia of heaven, will confuse man with divine weapons. It will overwhelm him, and will give him the light in order to see, not evil, but the gifts and the riches with which I want to enrich him. The acts done in my will, carrying the creative power within themselves, will be the new salvation of man, and descending from heaven, they will bring all goods upon earth. They will bring the new era, and the triumph over human iniquity. Therefore, multiply your acts in my will to form the weapons, the gifts, the graces, so as to be able to descend into the midst of creatures and wage the war of love on them. Then, with a more afflicted tone, he added, "My daughter, it will happen to me as to a poor father, whose wicked children not only offend him, but would want to kill him. And if they don't do it, it is because they cannot. Now, since these children want to kill their father, it is no wonder that they kill one another, that one is against the other, that they impoverish themselves, and they reach the point of being all in the act of dying. And what is worse, is that they don't even remember that they have a father. Now, what does this father do? Exiled by his own children, while these fight, wound one another, and are about to die of starvation, the father works hard in order to acquire new riches, gifts and remedies for his children. And when he sees them almost lost, he goes into their midst to make them richer. He offers remedies for their wounds, and brings peace and happiness to all. Now, conquered by so much love, these children will bind themselves to their father with a lasting peace, and will love him. The same will happen to me. Therefore, I want you in my will as faithful daughter of my volition, and I want you at work together with me to acquire the new riches to be given to the creatures. Be faithful to me, and occupy yourself with nothing else.